You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. Time for another episode of Locked On Kings.
15 seasons. 15 long losing seasons where the Sacramento Kings have failed to make the playoffs, tying the Los Angeles Clippers record for longest streak in NBA history. The Sacramento Kings lost to the Memphis Grizzlies last night, officially eliminating themselves from play-in and therefore playoff contention. When it comes to last night's game, truly, there's nothing to be mad at. In fact, I had a lot of pride for what the Sacramento Kings were able to do in the loss in Memphis last night. However, I can be plenty mad at the fact that I have not seen the playoffs since I was 12 years old. I can be plenty mad at the fact that current ownership has now surpassed past ownership and therefore taken on the brunt of the blame for this playoffless streak. The season may not be over, but it's over. And we're here to talk about it on the Locked On Kings podcast. Hello and welcome into Locked On Kings, your podcast hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season and all offseason. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with local and national experts, full coverage of your Sacramento Kings from January all the way through to December, this is the place for you, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off of your next order. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here. I've been a Sacramento sports radio host for the last 6 years. This is season number 7 for me covering the Kings, both as an on-air host and multimedia journalist. And I gotta be honest with you, everybody, I am exhausted. Absolutely exhausted by this season. Easily not the worst statistically or record-wise the Kings have put us through during this 15-year or 15-season playoff drought, but easily, in my mind, the most difficult to sit through. And I'm not 100% sure why. I think it's a compilation of a bunch of things. I think it's a mixture of expectations, not high expectations. I didn't come into this season expecting the Kings to win and be in a position to compete for the play-in or the playoffs. I came into this season expecting for us to get to the end and it be 15 straight years of the Kings missing the playoffs. So why am I then this exhausted when it actually happened? Well, it's because it feels like and looks like and sounds like, from the conversations that I've had, that the plan for the Kings changed at least once, probably twice, over the course of this season. Initially, it was going to be a gap year. No fans in the Golden 1 Center, young team, new general manager, kind of a trial and error year. Throw everybody out there, see what we got, have some contracts that potentially you want to offload. If you can get any value for those contracts, i.e. Buddy Hield or Harrison Barnes at the trade deadline, you take that value and you run. You set yourself up, acquire a good draft pick for what's expected to be a pretty strong draft, and put yourself in a position to really make some noise in year two of Halliburton's career, in year one of Fox's max contract in the 2021-2022 season. That's what I and most people I've talked to believed was the plan. And then the Kings played in some solid stretches, and the plan slowly started shifting to, hey, maybe this team can actually make some noise. And then the crossroads of the trade deadline came where the Kings had to make a decision, and they chose to go for it instead of stick to what I believe was the original plan, which is selling at the deadline. They became buyers. Monty McNair called them value buyers. They got some pretty good pieces. We're going to talk about a lot of these pieces and the fact that those pieces are the only reason why the Kings were relevant over the last couple of weeks of this season. But immediately after acquiring those pieces, Kings go on their second 9-game losing streak of the season, and the plan fails. And now here we are, out of the playoffs, in NBA purgatory, hoping to secure a top 9 pick. The changed expectations, the extreme ups and downs, no fans, COVID, all of it combined into one shortened 72-game season that has left me absolutely exhausted. And believe me, I'm going to be getting my rest from this Kings team once these final two games conclude. Enjoy the playoffs without having any rooting interest. But once those playoffs end, man, this Kings offseason is shaping up to be a doozy. And there's going to be no time to rest during these summer months. I really want to know how you're feeling today. Because of course I'm frustrated, of course I'm disappointed, but truthfully, I'm just tired. I'm really tired. It's almost a relief in a way to know that it's done, even though it's a sad relief. The fulfillment of what we all believed was going to be the case at the beginning of the season, midway through the season, a couple of weeks ago. The hope is gone. The hope of the Kings somehow salvaging the season and making a surprise trip to the play-in tournament, it's gone. And the play-in tournament did its job. It kept the Kings engaged and kept Kings fans engaged for much longer this season. That's why I like the play-in tournament. Even if I'm not happy that the Kings chose to go for it because it failed, I'm glad it was here because it made every game up to the final two games of the season meaningful. But I'm exhausted. And I want to know how you're feeling. So let me know at Matt George Radio on Twitter. Email me mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. Let's talk about this game last night. Because there is no way that I can look at this game and be angry. No way. Nothing to be mad about with this game. The most unlikely group of players for this Sacramento Kings team stepped up without their stars. No De'Aaron Fox, no Tyrese Halliburton, no Harrison Barnes, no Marvin Bagley. Rashawn Holmes leaves this game midway through with a knee injury. That's five of the top six players on this roster gone. And the Kings at least made me believe that they had a chance. That group of players that the Kings threw out there last night made me believe for the first time in weeks, maybe months, made me believe more than some of the stars and starters sitting on the bench in street clothes. I want to make sure I spend enough time on the Locked On Kings podcast today praising and applauding Justin James, Chimezie Metu, Terrence Davis, DeLon Wright, Damian Jones, the players that had no business putting the Kings in the position that they were in last night that we all would have written off in 10 seconds at the beginning of the season. That group showed up, gave the Grizzlies absolutely everything they could handle, and by winning six out of the last eight games, put the Kings in a position that they never should have been in. And I argue probably wouldn't have been in if they had kept the majority of their roster healthy. I truly believe that. Not for lack of talent. We know the Kings would have been more talented had Fox and Halliburton and Bagley and Barnes been available. For sure this team would have been more talented. But would they have pulled off what this air quote bench unit pulled off? Would they have stepped up and played as hard at the end of a season as these players did? I don't think so. What about this season makes you believe that they would have? Now, of course, I would have loved to see Fox and Halliburton and Barnes and all them playing in last night's game. Would have given the Kings a better chance to win. But at the same time, too, it's poetic justice that they weren't available. And it's poetic justice that guys like Justin James, who get on average 7 minutes a night this season, who average 3 points a game, can come in and put the team on their back. 31 points in 32 minutes for Justin James. The 40th overall pick in the 2019 NBA draft. A player who's not even sure if he's going to be on the roster or invited to Kings training camp next year. Stepping up and playing like this was an NBA Finals game. Then you get 17 from Chimezie Metu on 4 of 10 shooting from 3-point range, by the way. 16 for Terrence Davis. 15 for DeLon Wright. And I got to give credit to Buddy Hield for providing 16 too. Buddy Hield, the last of the Kings starters out there stepping up and showing leadership. And I give him all that credit. Buddy Hield has been a leader for this group over this last month of the season. He's tried to be a leader all season long, and I give him credit for that. But I hope every single King on that bench, especially the starters, that includes De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton, I hope they were paying attention. I hope they were taking notes because the effort and energy and hustle that those players played with last night, that those players have played with over the last few weeks of the season, that is what they need to match. If the Kings played like that consistently, they weren't phenomenal on the defensive end, but they were playing with defensive effort and intensity. Any player who cannot provide that on a nightly basis for the Kings team next season needs to get the hell off this team. Monty McNair needs to get them off this roster. I don't have unrealistic expectations for Justin James. I know that he probably won't ever have a 30-plus point scoring game again in his career. Probably not. I hope he does, but he probably won't. But still, Justin James, I know the Kings can rely on because he provides the same energy whether he is rooting on his team on the bench or actually on the floor. You get the same hustle and intensity from Justin James on a nightly basis, and it is why he has been statistically and via the eye test one of the best defenders on this team, even as a rookie last season. I don't know if Justin James is going to be back next season. I don't know who of the players playing big minutes last night is going to be back next season. But regardless of who returns and who doesn't, those players last night hopefully taught a lesson to the rest of the roster, especially the guys that are making 5 to 10 times the amount of money that the Kings starting five, with the exception of Buddy Hield, was making last night. Now it's time to reward those young guys. That's what these final two games are for. Big minutes for Justin James, big minutes for Kyle Guy, Jamias Ramsey, King, Davis, Jones, Metu, get them all in there. And yeah, sure, keep Buddy out there so he can try and break Peja's record of most threes in Sacramento Kings franchise history. Why not? I don't mind rewarding him for that. But I hope these young players get the time that they deserve, that Luke Walton gives them the opportunity that they deserve over these final two games. Because I don't believe it would be a crap show. Now, if you throw five young guys out for 35-plus minutes a night, have them all playing together without any veteran leadership, okay, it probably is going to get sloppy and ugly. But based off of what I've seen over the last few weeks, these players are capable of playing damn good basketball at the NBA level. They kept the team afloat. They had every reason to fold, every reason to quit, and they didn't. Reward them for that. Hopefully you've been rewarded at different times this season with making money on betonline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. With baseball season now in full swing, you can track all of the action at betonline. Get the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including the MLB, NBA, NHL, NFL, and all your UFC MMA action. Now that the NFL schedule is out, you can already bet on games that are still months away from being played. Before the next pitch, head over to betonline.ag on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Also have some fun perusing through the future and prop bets. They're very, very fun. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prepare for their runs to the NBA playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, all one word. Plus, check out the Locked On Bets podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. If you need a little help making some money on BetOnline, it's completely free. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. 15 years, 15 straight seasons without playoff basketball. There are kids that are getting their driving permits and getting ready to start driving who were not born the last time the Kings made the playoffs. For me, I was 12 years old. I was in grade school the last time the Kings made the playoffs. Letters from Iwo Jima and Borat were the top movies in the United States the last time the Kings made the playoffs. Crazy by Gnarls Barkley was the number one song in the USA the last time the Kings made the playoffs. Texas quarterback Vince Young was the talk and the face of all sports the last time the Kings made the playoffs. Wii Sports was the most popular video game the last time the Kings made the playoffs. And President George W. Bush was in year two of his second term the last time the Kings made the playoffs. Like I said earlier, this now ties the LA Clippers for the record longest playoff drought or playoffless streak. Clippers did it from the 1976-77 season to the 1990-91 season. The Kings have tied that. Are they going to break it next season? I'd say there's a pretty good chance that the record gets to 16. I'm not predicting it. I'm actively hoping against it. And you know who should be really hoping against it is Vivek Ranadive and the rest of this current Kings ownership group, who have now surpassed the Maloofs for more seasons in this playoff drought. It was 7-7 to start this year. And hey, maybe that's why the plan changed, because Vivek and Kings ownership saw an opportunity to make the playoffs via the play-in and snap that streak before they took over the majority of the blame. Well, now they have it. 8-7, Vivek. Might be the only thing he's won here in Sacramento. Sorry, Vivek. And here's a question. What's worse, investing a lot of money in a team and trying to win, but losing for 8 straight seasons, or actively not investing in the team, not spending money in free agency, actively looking to leave the market or sell the team, and losing for 7 straight seasons? What's worse? Of course, I think we all prefer the Kings actually trying. We all prefer the Kings here in Sacramento, of course, but it's crazy to think that Vivek and this ownership group from day one have said they're going to invest in the product, they're going to spend the money needed to bring in talent, and to their credit, they have. They've spent money, they've offered big contracts, they have not backed down from putting their money where their mouth is. The problem is they're spending their money the wrong way, and it's led to 8 straight seasons of no playoffs. One ownership group didn't really try and failed. The other ownership group has tried a lot in a lot of different ways and has failed. Which is worse? Vivek has to be feeling the heat. And I know he can't be necessarily fired from his position. He's the owner of the team. The only entity with the power to remove him is the NBA, as far as I know. And I doubt they're going to be removing him anytime soon just because the team is bad and has been bad. He's not that inept of an owner. Business operations-wise, with the exception of the effect of the pandemic, as far as I know, the Sacramento Kings are doing great. They also have the benefit of the doubt of having the most loyal fan base who will continue to buy tickets and fill the Golden 1 Center, even if the product on the court is garbage. So Vivek got lucky there. But even if he can't be fired as an owner, he has to be feeling the pressure publicly. He has to be. Because the patience of this city is spent. Absolutely spent. And if Monty McNair is going to feel the heat in just his second offseason as the general manager of the team, his first full offseason as the general manager of the team, if he's going to be feeling heat, then it better be multiplied by 10 on Vivek and the rest of ownership. There's no scapegoat anymore. Player, head coach, general manager, no more. The attention is on ownership. No more fall guys. If Monty McNair doesn't work out, it's not just on to the next one. I firmly believe that if Monty McNair fails, that there will either be an uproar here in Sacramento for some accountability from ownership, or Kings fans just might stop showing up. And that one feels a lot less likely because we all know the relationship, the love between this city's fans and Sacramento Kings basketball, which is why I think they know that Kings fans would sooner come after them than decide to do something else with their time. Pressure is on everybody, top to bottom in this organization. Everybody. This summer is massive. The Kings can't be in a position next season where they're trying to scratch and claw their way into the playoffs via the play-in tournament. They have to be minimum 7th or 8th seed with that one game advantage, assuming that the play-in tournament is still around next year. And I do hope it is still around. The Kings need to be in a firm, legitimate top 8 seed in the Western Conference next season. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And if they're going to do that, a lot of stuff has to happen this summer. As good as the team played over the final couple of weeks, running them back, to me, is not going to work. It's just wishful thinking. McNair needs to make some moves. Whether it's using the draft pick on draft night to acquire a player or trading it, spending money in free agency, dumping contracts, McNair's got work to do. And I hope Vivek and the rest of Kings ownership get out of the way and let him do it. But I have my doubts, because like I said, they are aware that what happens to Monty McNair and the Kings this summer has arguably the most significant effect on the amount of heat that they've taken or will take during their entire tenure here in Sactown. Today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast is brought to you, as always, by Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar ever. The Built Bars are delicious. They are nutritious. They are phenomenal for you. They're like candy bars. I absolutely love them. They have 9 delicious flavors, plus there are occasional limited time flavors that make appearances every once in a while. But when they show up, you got to get them quick because they go very, very fast. The 9 normal flavors are coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and salted caramel. So there's something for everyone. My favorite flavor is mint brownie. I've said that many times. Make sure you try a mint brownie bar and tell me it is not the best thing you have freaking tasted. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you can get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Most of the flavors have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 grams of net carbs. A couple of the other flavors have 18 grams of protein, just 180 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 5 grams of net carbs. 9 amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Order today by going to BuiltBar.com using promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your first order. That's LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Again, I want to know how you're feeling today now that we know the hope for the playoffs is done. Now that we know that the Kings will miss the playoffs for 15 straight seasons. 2 games left. How you feeling? Are you going to be watching? If you are watching, what are you watching for? If you want to vent, this is the place to do it. At Matt George Radio on Twitter, you can tweet me publicly or DM me privately there, or you can email me mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. And even though we still have 2 games left, I do want to officially thank all of you for using the Locked On Kings podcast to get you through this strange season, using Locked On Kings for all the regular season updates, the conversation, the interviews that we've had. It's been a great season, even though it's been an exhausting season in many, many ways. I appreciate you so, so much, and I look forward to having you join me and continue with me through what is expected to be a crazy summer. I am working on some great content, some great ideas, going to have plenty of guests, lots of conversation, interviews, hypothetical trade scenarios, a lot of great coverage around the draft, so don't you worry, plus the draft lottery too. Don't you worry, Locked On Kings is going to get you through this offseason and get you ready for what's hopefully going to be the season where this playoff drought comes to an end. It's either going to be the end of the playoff drought or the longest playoff drought in the history of the NBA. One or the other. And whatever it is, we're going to talk about it on the Locked On Kings podcast for you. If you wouldn't mind leaving a review for this podcast, that would be incredibly helpful. Best place to do that is on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Speaking of Apple Podcasts, by the way, we should have the issue fixed from earlier where the show was not updating. Last I've checked, the episodes are updating again. So if you are a preferred Apple Podcast listener and maybe you went to another platform to get the podcast during that issue, you probably can go back, but make sure you keep Spotify or Odyssey or whatever else you're using open or downloaded onto your phone or however you listen to make sure, just in case those tech issues come back, that you're still getting your Locked On Kings fix. But head over to iTunes or Apple Podcasts to leave a review of the Locked On Kings podcast. Hit 5 stars in a little blurb box. Write what you like about the podcast, why you would encourage others to listen to Locked On Kings, especially during the offseason. Anything you want to write there, even constructive criticism, feel free to put it in there. We read that, we follow that, and of course, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for listening today. Enjoy the Kings and Grizzlies tonight. Hopefully the young guys get a lot of run and there's still something interesting to pay attention to. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the weekend. On Monday, we'll recap everything over these final 2 games, and then it's off-season time. I'm looking forward to it. My name is Matt George. You have been listening to Locked On Kings, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.